The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. It's Tuesday at 12 noon Central Time here where we are. And in my hot little hand, if you are watching right now, this is the 16-ounce, one-pound size of head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. You see that? This is pretty cool, huh? All right. I've also, we have it in the 1, 3.5, and 5 gallon size right now. This is a, the big jug. This is the stuff I take. And I actually have a measuring spoon right in there, as you can see it, if you're watching. This measuring spoon is what we use to make, the clay that we drink. Oh yeah, you can drink it. I love this. And the thing is that, depending on the situation, you can take baths in it. I mean, you do just a lot of stuff with it. Perry Arledge is the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. She's been an ongoing student in the study of research of bentonite clay since the early 90s and an advocate for bentonite clays ever since. She has a BS degree and a background in chemistry, biology, veterinary science, and has contributed greatly to her knowledge base for understanding the intricate working of clays. She's been a humorous and motivational speaker for more than 20 years. Welcome to the show again, Perry Arledge. How are you?
I'm doing fine, darling. I'm doing great.
That's good to
know. Thanks to Clay.
Thanks to Clay. I know. And, I've made a mask out of this stuff and actually put it on my face. The stuff you can do with this, it's just incredible. You can make a poultice for wounds. I could be probably your best salesperson because we use it around here like crazy. And folks, if you need an emergency kit, this is it right here. You need to get yourself some head to toe clay. Now, this may sound like an infomercial, but I'm telling you what, the stuff could save your life. And Perry, I don't want to steal your thunder or your show, but this stuff is U.S. lab tested and collected. It's 100% calcium bentonite clay. If you could kind of explain to people that don't know about this, and I know we have a lot of listeners that are already out there in Power Hour Land, Power Hour Nation that know about it, but if you can go into a little bit of detail about bentonite clay and what it's all about, where is it at, where do they get it from, all that good stuff.
Well, it's volcanic ash, and in the birthing process of the ash, all the impurities in the volcano are burnt out, and all you have left are pure trace minerals. And these 90 to 70 minerals are melded together, almost like a chain link fence. They're bonded together, and they have a strong magnetic pull. It's like a magnet. And they draw toxins. They recognize toxins, and they pull them inside, capture them, and carry them out of the body. Now, they don't go through the colon wall into the bloodstream, so there are two ways to get rid of toxins. Drinking it, you're going to clean house from the mouth south. It'll go down through your alimentary canal, your gut, and go out in your poop, but it's going to pick up the garbage along the way and clean out your colon. Because it doesn't go through the colon wall, oftentimes when we've been exposed to a lot of toxicity in your kidney and liver can't process it and filter it out, it gets stored in the body and you end up with arthritis and achy joints and all sorts of problems. So if you take a clay bath or a foot soak, you can open the pores of your skin and pull those toxins right out through your body into the clay particles. When they get wet, they hydrate, and they have that space between them, and that's where the magnetic energy is, and they just suck up the bad stuff. And so it's the easiest way to detox, and it takes pain away naturally. I don't care if you slam your finger in the door or you get bit by a wasp or even rattlesnakes on dogs, we've been able to pull out the venom. Jellyfish, whatever it is, slap the clay on there, and it's cooling to the touch, and it's going to heat up and as it pulls out the swelling and the inflammation and the venom.
Wow.
So whatever you have, if it hurts, put clay on it.
That is amazing. And, of course, now, you know, we drink it, and there's a thing about ingesting clay internally as far as balancing digestion and healing the gut. It does that too, right?
Absolutely. And I'm living proof. I've been drinking the clay since 1995. That's gone on 29 years. I'm almost 86. I have no arthritis, no osteoporosis. I have great bone density. And all my blood work comes back in alignment. I'm very healthy. I have no age spots on my hands. And I have all my joints and all my teeth. So what more can I say?
Wow.
If the FDA wants to come and say you can't drink this, I'm going to say, well, I'm living proof that you can and that you'll be better for it.
Well, and the thing is, folks, if you don't understand, we're all about health here on the Power Hour, and the Power Mall has this for you. And the Power Mall, by the way, opens at 8 a.m. Central Time, and we have the 1, 3.5, and 5 gallon size of the calcium bentonite clay. Now, again, I've got the 1 pound size in front of me right now for those of you that want to just go out. If you like to take these things and travel with it, you know, these things look really good. Now, I'm sure that you probably, if you're going to take this with you, you want to put it in your check-in luggage. You don't want to put it in your bag because when it goes through the scanner, it looks like something other than what the, because it looks like a solid packed stuff. And see, cheese and stuff like that going through an x-ray scanner makes it look like, you know, C4. So, you know, we don't want you taking it that way. You have to pack it in your luggage. But I'll tell you what, I have yet to see anybody or hear any kind of stories, and you might have since you're down in Texas there, Perrier. Anybody ever take this into Mexico with them and drink this as, you know, all of a sudden they accidentally ingested the water down there and, oh, no, I'm getting Montezuma's revenge and I need something to fix that. Do you have a story about that?
If you're going out of the country, you definitely want to take it with you. Yes, I had a story the other day about a young lady and her son. They were in Mexico, and her young son, he was 7 years old, got diarrhea and throwing up and just excruciatingly sick. And I thought, he's drinking the water, get him some clay and let him drink it. And it stopped it immediately, and he was better for the rest of the trip. So anytime you're going out of the country, take clay with you and drink it, because you don't know what their water exposed to, the foods, their spices, the pesticides. It's just a safe bet. I don't know. I drink it every day, and I'm going to continue the rest of my life drinking it, because it wants to do several things. It wants to balance you. It wants to alkalize. It's going to energize. And it's an enzyme. It's a catalyst that accelerates healing. So for those reasons, the clay works. And a balanced body is designed to heal itself. But we're so toxic and acidic that our stomachs and then things get out of control in our bodies, and we end up in the doctor's office. But half the time they can't diagnose stuff. They give you these million-dollar tests and come back and say, well, I really couldn't find anything. Well, I promise you the clay will work, and it's safe. Like I say, I've been taking it all these years and I've never had a problem.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, the directions on this package right here, you take 1 teaspoon of clay powder mix, put it in 2 ounces of water, and hopefully, like we do, we have a little shaker. And you put the 2 ounces of water with 1 teaspoon of clay mix, put the lid on, shake it up really, really good. And after we get a drink of this stuff, we also put some in the dog's water, and she loves it.
Oh, yeah. You can keep your pets parasite free, and it gives them energy. It helps their hair coat. It helps them all over to give it. I give it to my feral cats because they were so full of parasites, and they were skinny and scrawny, and now they're fat, and their hair coat is slick and shiny, and they only get play water and along with the food I feed them. But yeah,
they know the difference.
You know, the only thing you have to watch out for is if you're taking medicines. You want to call your pharmacy, not your doctor, because they don't know. But the pharmacy has a big book, and they can tell you how long it takes you to absorb your medicine into the bloodstream. Once it goes into the bloodstream, you can drink all the clay you want, because it's not going to bother the medicines. We don't know what medicines it will bother. We know if it's a live bacteria, a negative one, it's going to go after it. And so we just say, call your pharmacy, tell them your list of medicines, and ask how long it takes for them to go into the bloodstream. After that, you're free to take the clay as much as you want.
Okay, now, if you're taking supplements now, because, you know, a lot of our listeners are shop the Power Mall, and they're buying supplements like probiotics and things like that. When they take stuff, probiotics and stuff, is there a cardinal rule as far as the time between taking the supplements and drinking the clay?
No, there isn't. Clay does not bother nutrition or supplements. There was a test done by Weston Price, and he did laboratory tests, and he said, as long as you're not taking over 50% of your body weight in clay, you're safe. And I don't know anybody could take 50% of their body weight in clay. A little bit goes a long way. A teaspoon of clay is less than a gram, but a gram of clay, if you take the little business-sized cards, they look like little jagged-edged business cards. That's what a clay particle is. And lay them out on a football field, they'll go to the 80-yard line. That's how much surface area you have for pulling toxins. So that's what makes this clay so great, is the surface area and the strength of the magnetic pull to pull in those toxins.
Right. Now, I also want to talk about the fact that, folks, you need this stuff if you especially live near a nuclear power plant. Understand that this stuff also can help. You know, I know we advocate Nuke Protect. You hear my commercial talking about it. But this right here, I mean, we're talking about a treatment that you need in your emergency stockpile. How do you use the clay in a nuclear disaster, Perrier?
Yes. Well, they actually used it in Chernobyl when they had the meltdown in Fukushima. They were pouring it into those hot rods, and they make vats that are lined with 2-foot walls of clay to put in these used rods that are still, have radiation in them and bury them in the desert. The Army knows how to protect you from that. So if you're exposed to radiation, you take a clay bath and start drinking the clay and cover your body with it. If it's a burn, I know some people get severely burned with radiation treatments for chemo. And after it's done its deal, you can put the clay on there and it'll stop that burn and heal the wound. So anybody that's worried about nuclear being exposed to radiation, you know, when I go to the dentist, if they x-ray my teeth, I take my little jar of clay mask with me in the car, and I get in the car, and I rub it on my face and my cheek and my jaws and under my neck where I've had the radiation. And then when I get home, I wash it off, so I've got the radiation did its thing for taking a picture, and now it's out of my body.
That is amazing.
It's
easy as
that, yeah. So if you're worried about a nuclear disaster, you want to get a stock of clay.
You sure do. Yeah, because your shelf life on this stuff is years, but the thing is that usually within the first 60 to 90 days after exposure, like one of these power plants goes off and we have a Chernobyl if the power grid shuts down for some reason, you don't have this stuff, you're going to wish you did. It's one of the reasons why we stock up around here, because you need it. And if you live close to a nuclear power plant, especially, you're going to need it, because if there's any issue at all, you are, or you're in the path of the radioactive fallout, you're going to need to have this clay here and at least a few of these for every member of your family. As a matter of fact, I keep clay. Here's my little Confederate jar right here, because I can't really, I'm showing everybody. This has calcium bentonite clay in here, and I actually have it sitting in front of my computer because it's pulling radiation out of my computer, believe it or not.
Yes, you can put a little dish by your computer, your cell phone, and it's going to get that energy support. Those, the radiation energy goes into you.
See, now that nobody thought about that, putting a little thing of this by your computer. That's what I'm doing right here. This is calcium bentonite clay right in there, folks. See what I mean? You know, if we didn't believe in it, we wouldn't be using it, right? So this is one of the reasons why we have Perrier on. And see, here's the other thing. Those of you who are having issues with GERD, we're talking about gastro reflux, right? Acid reflux. Those of you having it, this is one of the reasons why I just read you how easy it is to put a teaspoon and 2 ounces of water, shake it up real good, and drink it. Now, is the thing is, we can't just cold turkey off our meds, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got to talk to your doctor, but depending on the meds, some of them you need to go down easy on them, but it'll get you off a lot of the meds. And when you go back to a doctor for a checkup, you'll notice your blood sugar's down, your blood pressure's down, and a lot of people have gotten off their different types of meds once they start on the clay, because you don't need them anymore.
But you're talking about like metformin and stuff like that.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing for you diabetics out there that are looking, listening to the sound of my voice right now. I mean, come on, this stuff is economical. It is. I know that a lot of you are getting free prescriptions for metformin. This is big pharma. I haven't even gotten to the story yet. I will in the next segment about there's 125 drugs right now that are popular on the market that are, there is a shortage, a drug shortage going on right now. And so if you are faced with a situation to where you needed help and you had acid reflux and you had no other way to cure it, this is one of the reasons why you need to stock up. Healing wounds, done that a lot of times. Really easy. Tell me how to make a poultice. Some of our listeners may have never done this before, Perry.
Okay, it's 3 parts of water to 1 part of clay. So in a blender, I mix either 3 cups of water and a cup of clay, and then you're going to have 3 cups of clay mask. Now, or you can do 1.5 cups of water and 1/2 cup of clay and have a smaller portion. You pour it into a little food grade container with a plastic lid, or a little glass jar with a plastic lid. And it's going to be very soupy at first, but you got to let it stand for about 15 minutes to finish swelling and absorbing. And it makes a creamy mask, and you put that topically on anything that hurts. I'm talking from acne to a toenail fungus to an insect bite to an open wound. When you put it on the open wound, it's going to clean the wound and deprive the poison. I've seen it pull out gangrene and blood poisoning from a wound. Wow. And stop amputation. We stop needless amputations. And it's just, I've written the insurance companies and trying to tell them to get their people on clay before they have these amputations, because the amputations are temporary with a diabetic, because it's due to poor circulation. And clay will actually stimulate circulation. So, you know, it's going to help the blood flow going down. We had a gentleman that was 90 years old, and his legs were purple from his knees down. He had so poor circulation. And they went in and started putting the mask on his legs and wrapping him in saran wrap at night. In a week, the circulation and the pink was back in his legs. I have a gentleman that called the other day with neuropathy, and he said it felt like my feet were on fire, that they had pins in them that was burning. I tried sticking them in ice water. That didn't work. I heard about your clay. I got some. I put my feet in a tub of clay water, and that was the first relief I've gotten. And I'm a big believer in clay. So it stopped his neuropathy pain. You know, if I was an emergency vehicle person, a policeman or a fire department, I would have clay powder there for when these gunshot wounds and people are bleeding to death from stab wounds. The clay will coagulate the bleeding and keep the germs out instead of taking somebody taking off their T-shirt and sticking it into a wound to stop the bleeding.
Yeah. You can see, that's put first aid. There, first aid kit.
Stop the bleeding, and by the time they get to the hospital, it's protected the wound from getting germs. They wash it out. It's pure. It's been cleaning already. So,
Perry,
we need to talk.
Yeah, I'm wondering, as far as storing the clay, you know, you have law enforcement out there and police and fire and stuff. Is this something that will withstand heat? I mean, since it came out of the ground and it comes from volcanic ash, is this something that you can put in your trunk or just to have in case of an emergency for something like this without affecting its potency?
No, it's a desert clay. In fact, sometimes you can, if your clay gets a little gaseous odor to it, some, when it's been stored so long, if you just open the lid and set it out in the sunshine, it'll release those fumes, those smelly fumes. It may have picked up something along the way, and that's a good way to clean it because it thrives on the heat, the desert heat. And so it's safe there. The only thing you don't want to store it next to gasoline and chemical pesticides and things of that nature because it's going to want to suck them up into the clay. And so keep it away from the gasoline or your clay is going to start smelling like gasoline.
Wow. See, that's how potent this stuff is.
My daughter makes a bottle of liquid clay and keeps it in the refrigerator. And one day she called me and she said, "Mom, my clay started tasting like perfume." And I said, "Where is it?" And I said, "In the refrigerator." And it was summertime, and of course she had cantaloupe and cucumbers and everything you can imagine from her garden in there. And I said, "Well, you just deodorized your refrigerator." And it's not going to hurt you, but it tastes a little funny. Go out and water your plants with it, and your plants will thrive.
Yeah, that
lady
that's what
the other day said she did a foot soak with her clay, and then she took the water and watered her tomato plants. And the plants that she watered are so much better. They're greener and they grew faster and they have bigger tomatoes, and she loves it for her garden. So there's just no place you can't use clay.
So the clay in the garden, once you're done, and see, this is the thing. People, if you're going to take a clay bath, and there is a recipe for that, because I use 4 cups of water, 1 cup of clay, put it in a blender. Now, I know that, you know, if you don't have a blender, you can run the water in the tub and make sure that you sprinkle it in there and stir it up real good so it doesn't coagulate. But I am finding that if you blend it first and then put it under running water, it works a whole lot better. And you can sit in there for 20 to 30 minutes and soak in the tub with a clay bath. And then instead of draining the water out, even though it'll help your, you know, it won't hurt your septic tank. Even if you drain the water out, then the best thing to do is to just, you know, collect that water back and use that to water your plants. So that would be a smart move, right? Makes multiple uses of the clay.
Absolutely. Just don't put it on your cactus plants. Because they like alkaline.
All right, that would include Christmas cactus and jade and stuff like that. Don't put it on there.
Yeah, they're acid-loving plants. Your acid-loving plants, you want to avoid it. It's very easy to look up acid-loving plants. Magnolia trees, they tell you to pour a bottle of vinegar around the base of the trunk every now and then to keep the leaves green and healthy because it likes that acidity. So don't use it on the magnolia tree. But most every other plants there, they love it.
Sure.
Your garden plants. Yeah.
We have a couple of minutes
I'm
here.
Potting new plants, I'll take a handful of plants, sprinkle them in with my potting soil as I'm potting new plants.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you just put the clay powder in there and mix it in.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah,
all right.
Water it in, good.
Wonderful. Esther in Washington, you are on the phone with Perry A. You have a question. Go ahead.
Yes, I have. I've experienced something. Sometimes, I'll need to go get a certain vegetable from the store. And also with my garden plants, what I do is before I cook them, I will soak them in water that's been mixed with probably a teaspoon or more, depending on the amount of vegetables, and let them soak for about, an hour to 2 hours. And you will be amazed at how good they taste, how firm they are, and all of the wonderful gifts that the globalists are giving us with geoengineering of the skies, that's gone. So
yes.
I just thought I'd pass that on.
I appreciate that, Esther.
Great.
Wow.
I love
Perry,
it.
That's amazing. And it gets rid of it. That's something that I have this first on this show.
With the root vegetables, you really need to let them soak. With the leafy vegetables, you can sit them in there for about 10 minutes and then rinse them off and pat them dry. But the root vegetables, like she said, she lets them soak about 30 minutes. Okay. Good.
All right. That's wonderful. Thank you, Esther, for your call. We appreciate that. Just remember now not to, as far as prescription medication and supplements, you don't take those at the same time, right?
It doesn't bother supplements. It's not going to bother your nutrition or your supplements.
Okay, but it's going to bother prescriptions.
We don't know what is in prescription medicines, and they have a lot of chemicals in them. So that's what we avoid. If you're taking prescription medicines, wait until it's been absorbed in the bloodstream to take your clay.
Okay, and we have a book out called Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure that's also available. And there's an article on our website that Perry A. has done. It's a frequently asked questions link that you can click on. And, of course, we have it at the Power Mall. For those of you that want to call 877-817-9829 and order the 1, the 3.5, or the 5-gallon size, you can order multiples of this. This is a good thing. This is a 1-pound size. Put one in your car, a couple of them in your first aid kit, and, keep some around for spares. I know it's really hard buying it for other people because they may not want to take it. But, I mean, as far as for your family, you need to get the big size just in case and stock up on several of these, especially if you live near a nuclear power plant. Anyway, we are out of time for this segment. Perry A., thank you so much for joining us and talking about the head-to-toe uses for calcium bentonite clay. We appreciate you, and God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I will correct you on the book. There's a new book out called Bentonite Clay, Nature's Miracle Cure.
Right.
Nature's Pathway to Healing. The Living Clay book is out of production now. But the second book is Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing.
Wonderful. All right. That's available at the Power Mall, folks. We will be back after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Every product that we offer, your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
And we're back here at 33 minutes after the hour. And of course, let's see, what were we talking about before we left? We were on the Giuliani going to the Reawaken America tour and calling Fonnie Willis Fonnie the Ho. That's where we left off. All right. Moving along with the news here, we got lots of it to cover today, besides the fact that Hunter Biden has been found guilty in all three counts. Don't know what's going to happen if Daddy pardons him. This is going to be really sad. They'll wait until after sentencing, of course. There's no date set yet. But Daddy will stew on this, and if he pardons his son, then you're really going to see an uproar, because it will not be, it'll further demonstrate our weaponized system of justice is used by them to their advantage and screw everybody else. 45,000 dock workers. We're talking about the International Longshoremen's Association. They have called off master contract talks with their maritime employers, the United States Maritime Alliance, in what is deemed a potentially significant blow to U.S. businesses looking to ship goods into East and Gulf Coast ports in the second half of this year. The current coastwide master contract is set to expire September 30th, with the union pledging to strike in October if a new deal is not finalized, as again, 45,000 dock workers across 36 ports from Maine to Texas would be affected by the walkout. Now, as you know, Southwest Airlines had some problems with travel over the Christmas holidays. You got in a lot of trouble. And there's a hedge fund out called Elliott Management. They just revealed their latest target yesterday morning, acquiring a stake of $1.9 billion in Southwest Airlines. Now, why do they do this? Well, what they've done with other companies like Crown Castle, NRG Energy, and Goodyear since May of last year, they snap up large stakes in underperforming companies and then force the CEOs out and the staff, the chief exec, force them out. And they replace the CEO and chairman with outside hires. They fill the board of directors with industry vets who have experience at other airlines, which none currently do at Southwest, and refocus on modernization and monetization. So they actually improve the quality of the airline because they don't like what's going on in Southwest, and they look at this as an easy grab and way to shift the power base and improve the airline. Now, why Southwest? They've done it with other airlines, but especially Southwest, because they are probably the most profitable airline so far, and probably they haven't had as many problems with their aircraft. Now, there's been a few, but nothing major. Google has successfully circumvented a jury trial in an antitrust case by sending a $2.3 million check to the DOJ, which a judge deemed sufficient to cover potential damages. So now they're going to have a bench trial in front of Judge Leni Brinkema. Some Americans are going to get one less Social Security payment this month due to how the payments are scheduled. June 1st falls on a Saturday. Now we're talking about SSI, Social Supplemental Social Security Income. These are sent to people with disabilities and older adults with little or no income on the first of each month. And since June 1st fell on a Saturday, the payments that would normally go out in June will be sent Friday, May 31, according to the agency's payment schedule for 24 and 25. Two May SSI checks recipients aren't getting extra money from the federal government, merely an early payment for the following month. So those of you who saw that May 31st payment hit your bank account, and then all of a sudden, hey, where's my, quit grumbling, you'll get your second payment. This is why they had to do it. Anybody that's getting SSI payment from Social Security understands how the game is played, and there's about 7.4 million people that get SSI payments every month. So we just want to let you know that. One minor note for those of you that like to smoke weed. First, we're talking about how to, hey, man, it's really good fentanyl, man. Now, Colorado's weed industry, their cannabis market is in a free fall, believe it or not. Going from peak revenues of $2.2 billion in 2020 to $1.5 billion 3 years later, the drop had a substantial impact on the state's economy, with cannabis tax revenues decreasing by more than 30% over the past 2 years to just $282 million last fiscal year. The causes are manifold and include an oversaturated local market, in other words, too much pot, regulatory burdens, increasing competition from nearby states such as New Mexico and Arizona, two out of 24 states where weed is now legal, which may have been attracting consumers that would have previously made a border run to Colorado to buy pot. In fact, the sales in Colorado's southern border counties have fallen nearly 50% from their 2021 peak. The price of weed has also plummeted thanks to a supply glut. Hey, man, how much is it for like a lid, man? Oy, how many fingers in a lid? I can't get over this. The people, see, what goes up must come down. One wholesaler, Veritas Fine Cannabis, had 144 employees at their height. Now they're down to just 21. Ouch. The CEO, John Spadafora, said, "We all overestimated the market. We all believed a little too much of our own PR. That's what happens when you drink the Kool-Aid." All right, moving into the health category now, 12 potential health benefits of royal jelly. Believe it or not, we have Royal Power from North American Urban Spice. If you're calling the Power Mall right now, Royal Power helps you build the internal power of your adrenals and the hormone system in general through the potency of raw royal jelly plus wild rosemary and sage. Give your body the support it needs for a healthy way to combat stress and support a whole body hormone response. Of course, the royal jelly provides a host of nutrients, amino acids, hydroxy acids, collagen, albumin, riboflavin, peroxidine, pantothenic acid, naturally occurring steroids, wonderful source of B vitamins, phospholipids, all essential for nourishment. Now, what do you get as far as the benefits? Because everybody knows, will it help me? Sure it will. Royal jelly is a gelatinous substance produced by honeybees to feed the queen bees and their young, all right? Here's what the benefits are. There's 12 of them. I'm going to read them to you. Contains a variety of nutrients. May provide antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. May reduce heart disease risk by impacting cholesterol levels. May aid wound healing and skin repair. Specific proteins may lower blood pressure. Regulates blood sugar by reducing oxidative stress and inflammation. Antioxidant properties may support healthy brain function. May increase tear secretion and treat chronic dry eyes. May provide anti-aging effects through various means. May support a healthy immune system, reduces side effects of cancer treatment, and may treat certain symptoms of menopause. So there you have it. Now, again, I told you earlier on the show that U.S. Pharmacopeia issued a report claiming that drug shortages are the highest in a decade, with 2023 topping the charts, with over 125 active drug shortages monitored by the FDA. That probably doesn't include the jabs. And, of course, why is that? The, you know, vulnerability in the market and affect patient care. I mean, it's what it does. This report was published in early this month, noting the average drug shortage lasts more than 3 years and affects multiple types of drugs. A lot of these are injectable generic medications that have been hit hardest, comprising more than 53% of new drug shortages. Most of the drugs in short supply cost less than $5 to make. Many of the cheap drugs are sold as solid oral and sterile injectable medicines. The authors found that 66% of solid oral medications in shortage cost less than $3. Nearly one third of the injectables in shortage cost less than $2. From 2022 to 2023, the number of discontinued drugs increased by 40%. Why? Because they're not making enough money off it. The United States produces 44% of injectable medication. India produces 56%. Wow. Unrelated but still problematic quality concerns also slowed production. You know, can't blame the recalls, right? Sure you can. Another health report out, infants born to mothers who experience severe or critical COVID-19 during pregnancy are 10 times more likely to develop a neurodevelopmental decay or delay in their first 3 years of life, according to new research published in Nature. They had to be exposed in utero, scored lower communication, gross motor, fine motor, problem solving, personal, social domains, with language development being the most affected domain. Wow. Now, just imagine if you go out and you get the jab while you're pregnant, what kind of reaction you're going to get. Stillborns, for one. Amazing how that works. Anything to reduce the population, they'll do it. Have another story out also. Late bedtime habits linked to higher rates of depression and anxiety. You relish those late nights, burning the midnight oil as a badge of honor, but that exhilarating lifestyle of staying up into the wee hours of the morning may be silently sabotaging your mental health. Believe it or not, there's a large-scale new study from Stanford Medicine suggesting that no matter how your chronotype, late bedtime significantly increased the risk of depression, anxiety, and other behavioral disorders. How about like being cranky? Yeah. They collected data from 73,888 adults, published in Psychiatry Research, showed regardless of whether a person naturally prefers mornings or evenings, going to bed earlier is associated with better mental health outcomes. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? Ben Franklin said that, I think. Under science and technology, the Supreme Court is going to hear the case about the Facebook data harvesting incident. Oh, yeah, there was one. This is how Meta Platforms, Inc. deceived investors regarding a data harvesting controversy that involved Cambridge Analytica, political consulting firm. Court's eventual ruling in the case could have an impact on corporate disclosure standards going forward. Gotta love it. Now, here's something interesting for those of you out there that have been playing around on AI. No, I knew they were going to get around to this. You see, we've talked about this before on the show. Certain of you callers out there called up and were talking about AI, and they have this new like dating site where you can go and talk to an AI-generated model who will pretty much tell you everything you want, carry on a conversation with you. I guess they're going to get so rank they can actually talk you through gratifying yourself. Well, now they've got the world's first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. Miss AI pageant. Oh, my God. I thought I'd heard everything until I ran across this. Now what you're doing, all these human contestants are going out and they're creating AI models, swimsuit models, gown models, evening gown models. I mean, this is crazy. Yep. Miss AI pageant is organized by the UK-based online creator platform FanView, which has attracted 1,500 submissions from AI creators worldwide. A panel of four judges has selected 10 finalists, all of whom embody the traditional beauty queen tropes, young, buxom, and thin. Boy, talk about a complex. The winner of the contest is going to get a cash prize of $5,000 along with public relations and mentorship opportunities. Oh, wow. Unbelievable, huh? Just when you thought it was safe to go cruise the internet. Oh, by the way, people that have the iPhone 15 are pretty soon going to be getting an AI app. Yeah. The 15, the 15 Pro Max, it's all going to have this AI app on here. Oh, my God. What have I done? Recall warning out under the food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading category, Tillamook cheese. If you are a member of Costco and you bought Tillamook cheese at Costco, it may have plastics in it. Oregon-based Creamery Association, this is Tillamook County, has issued a recall for cheese products sold through Costco outlets, citing the risk of plastic contamination. Costco members who bought the 32-ounce twin packages of Tillamook Colby Jack and Tillamook Monterey Jack cheese slices between May 9th and May 31st were sent a letter this month warning about the contamination. They've identified a very small quantity of gray and plastic pieces that may be present in a limited quantity of Monterey Jack cheese. Recalled items, which have a best if used by date of October 22nd, were produced for Costco locations in the Northwest. An abundance of caution is part of our commitment to product quality and safety at the highest levels. We are voluntarily taking action to remove the product from the marketplace, the company said, citing product number 651195. I'm going to repeat that. 651195. Tillamook has asked customers to refrain from consuming it, advise them to return the package to their local Costco outlet for a full refund. In other news, a teen has been paralyzed from the waist down in Kansas after being shot by a girl's father following a senior assassin social media prank. Oh, man. Fox News Digital reported a group of high schoolers in Kansas took part in a senior assassin prank last month that featured gel bead guns. But the situation turned serious when one teenager was shot with a real firearm that left them paralyzed from the waist down. Deputies from Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, this is in the Wichita area, responded to a shooting that took place outside Goddard Walmart before 5 p.m. a month ago. The victim, 18-year-old Anakin Zaring, suffered a gunshot wound to the back, striking his kidney, liver, and spinal cord. According to his GoFundMe page, his life was changed forever. According to the father, when his son was involved in the tragic incident at Walmart Goddard parking lot, he sustained severe injuries. Despite undergoing four surgeries and intense medical care, his recovery journey is just the beginning. three teens had been playing Senior Assassin. This is a social media originated game that usually features high schoolers targeting one another with gel bead guns and water guns. Many teens who take part in the game post footage to social media. Zary and his friends ran into trouble after they started shooting their gel bead guns at a 17-year-old female and her 17-year-old boyfriend outside the Goddard Walmart. While Zering told the authorities that his friend shot the gel blaster, his friend said it was Zering who fired at the two teenagers. The New York Post reported it was only after the two teens were shot at, the teenage girl called her father, Ruben Marcus Contreras, and told him what happened. Contreras eventually got in his car, made his way to the Walmart parking lot, spotted Zering and his two friends in a Chevy Spark. Contreras removed his handgun from his waistband and fired into the vehicle, striking Zering. Reports stated Contreras has since been charged with first-degree attempted murder. At the time of the report, his GoFundMe has raised $12,074 of their $50,000 goal. Sad how that works. In other news, a federal court has revived the lawsuit against the Los Angeles County's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Apparently, the appeals court disagreed with U.S. District Judge Dale Fisher's argument that they had a right to do this. Bad pattern, folks. Transhumanism, COVID injections, and the internet of bio-nano things. Big article there. Noah Yuval Harari boasted it's technology under your skin. Just so you know, this is nano-bio warfare designed to produce humanity 2.0. And yeah, just like they said about the COVID jab, the COVID flu vaccination, it's a big combo vaccine. Moderna says it's performing well in clinical trials. Do you trust them? Oh, yeah. Moderna, Pfizer, and Novavax, which currently make the three COVID-19 jabs available in the U.S., have been moving toward combination of the vaccines. Hope they will boost flagging vaccination numbers. Fewer people are opting out to take the flu shots as well as COVID-19. Oh, vaccine hesitancy, you think? Louisiana Democrats are trying and failing to punish education superintendent in Louisiana over the Prager University deal. Oh, yeah. The lawmakers are claiming he's infusing political indoctrination into public schools. What's wrong with that? At least it's decent education, huh? The decision to leave Caitlin Clark off of the U.S. Olympic team has drawn heavy criticism. This is the 2024 Olympic squad that's going to compete in basketball, women's basketball, in Paris this summer. Ms. Clark is like a WNBA draft sensation. She has expressed, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't care. She was named WNBA's Rookie of the Month for May after leading all the rookies with 17.6 points and 6.6 assists while grabbing 5.1 rebounds per game. She is also tied for first in three-pointers made among all WNBA players. So, hey, you know what? She's just taking it with a grain of salt while everybody else is complaining about it. A U.S. appeals court on June 9th upheld a ban preventing a Massachusetts middle school student from wearing the T-shirt saying there are only two genders. You know what they basically said? U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani, oh, sounds Indian to me, cited the ruling saying, hey, you know, it's up to the school. School policy says it. They got to follow it. Biden's Juneteenth event hit, by the way, was hit with widespread mockery. Lights on, nobody's home. Everybody's dancing up there in Juneteenth, and Biden's standing there like he's pooping his drawers. Got to love that. And, of course, Trump campaign war room posted on X, lights on, nobody's home. Wow. All right. We got a minute left in the show. Brady in Arizona, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You know, one thing, I wish Trump's advisors would advise them, you know, a few years back, instead of getting a real hooker, he should have got one of those new robot hookers and probably got the hooker in Nevada where prostitution is legal. We wouldn't be going through all this stuff right now if he got a robot hooker.
Oh, my. I mean, what, you know, I don't know which is worse, that or the blow-up dolls. I just, oh, my, robot hooker. I don't know about the robot. Don't get me started. I mean, you know, we have AI out there now. I mean, can you imagine that? We have AI robot hookers now. I mean, this world's getting really crazy there, dude. Seriously.
You can swipe your debit card in, Dave. You don't have any problems of it coming back in the future. You swipe your debit card, it's a done deal. Nobody coming back in the future to take you to jail.
Yeah, you got to love that. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call, Brady. Wow. See, the imagination and how the mind wanders. Wow. See, I just, you know, I told you that when AI comes out here, you're just not going to know what news is true and what news isn't. I'll be curious to see who the finalists are in that Miss AI pageant. Oh, my God. What is this world coming to? Hey, you know what? We're better than that. We're above it. Rise above it. Read your word today. Do something nice for somebody. Say something nice to somebody. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with a Hump Day edition here on the Power Hour. Go shop the Power Mall right now and keep us on the air if you would. 877-817-9829. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.